You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here and Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Well, the stories out of Madison, Wisconsin just continue, and since I can't be there, although I've brought many of the stories and players to you, wanted to go out on the phone to get the very latest. We're talking with Mary Spacuzza, who is a writer for the Wisconsin State Journal. Good evening, Mary. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing awfully well. I appreciate your time this evening. I know things are pretty intense there in Wisconsin. I can't be there, so I'm going to the best source I can, and that's a great newspaper writer. And I read your story this morning in the Wisconsin State Journal. There was actually last night I was on the phone with a senator from Wisconsin while the court, most recent court hearing was going on, so I didn't have an answer then. What was the action taken on the collective bargaining law in court last evening?
Well, basically what the judge said is that she felt her previous restraining order on the law was either misunderstood or ignored. She stressed that she wanted to make it clear that until the legal questions are answered around that law, that she wanted to see no further implementation, and actually warned that anyone who violates that order could be sanctioned.
And the judge's name, and I hope I pronounce it correct, it's Dane County Circuit Judge. Is it Marianne Sumi?
Marianne Sumi, yes.
In reading your article, which was beautifully written, I must say it reminded me of the Jack Nicholson line, is that clear? Crystal. It kind of sounded like she was not mincing any words yesterday. She sounded like she'd kind of had it.
Yeah, she was not, and she really put in a harsh warning, which seemed to be directed at possibly state officials who have said they're already implementing the law, saying that any further implementation could put the state's financial stability at risk.
That's a big statement. I read that in your story, and I was kind of surprised. Yeah, her quote was, "could jeopardize the financial and governmental stability of the state of Wisconsin."
Yeah, it was. I think she was trying to be as clear as she possibly could yesterday.
I understood. I understood clearly. And what we're talking about here is not the law itself, and please, I'm ready to stand corrected. It's about a lawsuit with the Open Meetings Act that kind of brought about this court action to halt things until that was clarified. Am I correct?
Right. Yeah. There's a allegation that the open meetings law was violated because even people who were participating in the meeting had less than 2 hours' notice that it was taking place.
And that is what we're on hold for. There's going to be more court action in the same circuit court on Friday?
That's the plan. And okay. Interestingly, about an hour ago, we received a statement from state officials at the Department of Administration, which had said earlier in the week that they were implementing this law and actually changing people's paychecks. And he said that it's his obligation, it's his duty to enact the law.
Wow.
And so he said that he's not a party to the lawsuit, and that he doesn't see how, as a non-party, he could be enjoined, and that it's his basically legal obligation to implement the laws of the state that are signed by the governor. So we're kind of waiting to hear what the judge is going to have to say about that. That we have a lot of questions about whether she could place him or someone else in contempt of court or give them some kind of other sanction.
You know, have you ever, I'm not sure how long you've been in Wisconsin and writing, have you ever seen anything like this?
I haven't. I grew up here. I was out of state for some time, but the entire time I was, growing up, and since I've been covering the state government for about 2 years now, I have not. And seems like a lot of people, we've got the nation's longest serving lawmaker here, Senator Fred Ritzer, And he said that he hasn't seen anything like it during his tenure.
Well, and you know, literally, obviously, with you and I talking now and what you just told us, this changes almost on an hourly basis. I mean, you know, when we started the conversation, I thought, okay, everything's on hold now. Well, now it sounds like someone's going to try and go on ahead, and tomorrow it'll be a new story as the judge hears about this and other action is taken in some form, I'm guessing.
It sounds to be. We've kind of, a lot of us covering this have given up predicting what's going to happen.
I can't imagine. Well, you know what the good news is? It sure is job security for you, Mary.
Hey, thank you.
Because there doesn't appear that there's going to be stories, run out of stories. Now, besides the circuit court action, has it gone from the appeals court on up to the Supreme Court now to take a look at
you know,
it?
The Department of Justice had tried to withdraw their appeal, saying this is a moot point. You know, the laws have been published, and the temporary restraining order doesn't need to exist anymore, so we just want to go ahead and withdraw our appeal, kind of trying to end all cases. And the appeals court said, sorry, no, it's not in our jurisdiction anymore. You can't withdraw your appeal. We don't have the authority to permit you from doing so. So we're still waiting to hear from the Supreme Court about whether they're going to take this case. And meanwhile, other legal, you know, I think there seem to be people lining up wanting to sue over this. And one professor that I talked to, who's a law professor, said that once they start withdrawing money from people's paychecks, as it seems that they have done starting Sunday, that it's really creating a lot more parties who can sue.
Wow. This just keeps getting bigger. Is any business getting done in the state? Any governmental business?
Well, we'll be back in session on April 5th. So we'll see how other bills are being introduced. Other committees are having hearings. But I think this is certainly overshadowing everything, including the talk about what's going to be done for the upcoming big two-year budget. And I've talked to a lot of lawmakers who've said with everything going on, I haven't even had a chance to really look at the budget.
I am not surprised. Mary, I can't thank you enough for your time this evening. I may be giving you a call in a few days to see where we go from here. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Mary Spacuzza, who is a writer for the Wisconsin State Journal on the continuing sagas there in the government at Madison. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.